Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Nisa Hart here this morning. We're going to talk about the Stafford Regional Handbell Society. Nisa, good to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is going to be interesting because, bells have gotten real popular with a lot of churches and all, but the Stafford Regional Handbell Society, you do a lot of programs and involve a lot of kids, and you've been around for quite a while.
We have, since 2005 in this area.
How did it all get started, and how did you get involved?
I got involved with bells because when I was a child, my mother desperately wanted me to be able to play an instrument, and after 5 years of piano one, she decided this was clearly not working, and so she sort of took me to the church and threw me at the feet of the music minister and said, please do something, and he started me on bells. So I was 10 when I started playing bells,
okay,
which means I've been playing bells for 41 years. Bells is something that what I love about it is that it's approachable for anybody who wants to make music. You start with two bells, and that's your only responsibility is two bells. And if you can count to four, you can learn to play bells. So I started as a child and have played all the way to adult. We started in the Fredericksburg area because we had a music program where we wanted to add an additional dimension. We had a 3-octave set of bells, and we started offering bells for kids. Mm-hmm. And then that grew and expanded until now it's where it is today.
So you're teaching kids, and you're getting kids involved just like you got involved.
That's right.
You're doing what your mother did.
Yes, exactly.
You brought a couple of bells in this morning.
I did. And bells, for people who aren't familiar with them, each one is its own pitch, and it always plays the same pitch. And it's always in tune, which is one of the things that makes it ideal for kids to play, because unlike violin or clarinet or anything else, you don't waste any time learning how to play them.
Yeah.
And so they're always in tune, and they range in size from very, very small to very, very large. And we start kids typically on bells that are sized appropriately for them. And each bell represents two keys or a key on a piano. So if you picture 11 people sitting behind a giant piano, each bell is one key on the piano. So when you play a song, if you each have two bells, you each have two keys, and so forth and so on, and everybody plays their particular part.
So when you're doing bells, do you have to know how to read music?
You learn how to read music. When you first start, you learn how to count. Counting is, it's a percussion instrument, so counting is everything. And you learn how to count, you learn how to read music. You don't have to know how to read music to learn to play bells. We have beginners in children and adults who have never seen a piece of music in their life, but you do learn the basics to start with, quarter notes and half notes and so forth, to know how to count and play your part when you play.
I was kind of like you. I did piano lessons for a while, and it didn't go well.
Right.
But this would have been something.
Yeah, it's a different, and it has some similarities in the sense that you use your left and right hand, just like you do with the piano. In handbells, your left and right hand work at the same time and at the same level. You don't have a dominant hand, so it builds that ambidexterity that piano does. So there's a similarity there, and the music tends to look like piano music. It has all of the treble notes and all of the bass notes, and you just track your notes in the musical score. Instead of traditional, like if you play saxophone or trumpet, you just have your part. Mm-hmm. In bells, you see the whole score because bells are played as a team. And it's one of the only instruments where it's played as a team. We all play together. We all succeed together. So, yeah, it's as far as being able to start and being approachable, you don't have to purchase an instrument. All the practice is done at home, all the practice is done in rehearsal, so you don't practice at home. You don't have to buy anything to get started, and you just start with two bells. So when you just start with two bells, it's a little more approachable than trying to learn all of the notes in a piano score, for example.
Yeah. So you brought four bells all together.
I did.
Two sets, and I guess, I mean, the set you played a few minutes ago, those were smaller.
Right.
The other set, what is that?
These are higher. I brought enough to be able to do a little like thing, if I can set them up properly. Sometimes when you get into more advanced music, you can play four at a time. So I go all the way down to a C6 here, which is about equal to a C on a piano.
Okay.
So you can do. So it allows you to play, depending on how many notes you play at once,
yeah.
You can play, but each one is its own pitch. So the C6 is here, and it's a whole octave lower, which would be a separation on a piano, than the C7.
Now, I've never seen inside the bells. What is it? Because I guess I never even thought about what it's
right.
like inside.
Right.
It's not like a bell that you think of that when you go and, when a farmer rings
correct.
A bell.
Correct.
What
inside
is that?
The bell is what makes it an English handbell. Not because they're made in England, but because of what's inside the bell. The clapper is controlled and it only moves in a forward and backward motion.
Oh,
so
okay.
Unlike a traditional bell that you can just wiggle and ring, it only moves forward and backwards and it's controlled with springs, and the springs allow you to have control over when it rings.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what allows you to make music with it, is that you can control when it rings and when it doesn't ring. Because of that clapper mechanism.
It's just amazing to me that, having been around bells for a few years now, I'd never actually looked in one to see what it looks like.
Yeah, so it's, the round clapper, and it swivels. So you can have varying levels of loudness on the setting. You can rotate the head to the loud and soft and medium settings, which we use for indoor, outdoor, depending on what we're doing.
Oh, so you can adjust it.
You can adjust it. I have it on the quiet setting for in here, but you can go all the way up to the very loud setting, which is very loud, which we use outdoors. And then the two springs that are inside are also adjustable, because the springs allow you to control how hard you have to move it forward to ring and how much it doesn't ring backward that way.
I guess when a church or a group wants to start and get going, I guess you probably have experienced this, just buying these can't be inexpensive.
They are very expensive. Most of the bells played in the United States are manufactured by two companies, both located within 15 miles of each other near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The Malmark Bell Craftsman, and we use Malmark bells, and Schulmerich Bell Carillons. And Schulmerich bells have all black handles. One of the reasons we use Malmark bells in our education program is because Malmark bells have white handles for natural notes and black handles for accidental notes. So when laid out, they look like a keyboard, just like a piano keyboard.
Oh, okay.
So the black keys on a piano correspond to black handle bells, white, etc. So it's just an easier teaching tool. But they're made in Pennsylvania. To buy a new set of bells is in the several thousands of dollars range. Used sets do become available occasionally. We've been very, very fortunate, blessed with some donated sets, have been able to purchase some used sets. We have 6 total sets of handbells that we use in our program, because we have multiple ensembles that rehearse at the same time.
We're going to get into what all you do, but that just kind of a fascinating background about bells. Have you played them all over the 40 years you've done it?
I have. I play all the way from low bass all the way up to upper treble. So I've played from the very big all the way up to the really small.
It must be really fun to see, especially you, if somebody who got involved in this young, to see kids get involved and really find that this is what they want to do in music.
Yeah, it really is. It really is very satisfying. And kids, they love the fact that they rehearse as a team. They love the fact that they play as a team. So it's a social thing. There's none of that home practice that goes on. And so kids who enjoy that social aspect really enjoy it. And it's fun and it's interesting. It's fascinating to watch the bells move. It's fascinating to listen to the bells play. And so to find kids who get really excited about it and really see the potential in that is really satisfying for us.
StaffordHandbells.org is the website, and I saw on the website, it was a great line, every ringer counts, and it's kind of what you just talked about, that you do it as a team.
Yes, every ringer counts. That has a double meaning. It means that every ringer matters to us as an organization, but it also means that counting, if you can count to 4, you can play bells.
And we're going to get into all that and talk about all the different programs that you have. Nisa Hart is here. It's the Stafford Regional Handbell Society, staffordhandbells.org. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Nisa Hart with us this morning from the Stafford Regional Handbell Society. StaffordHandbells.org is the website. There's also a Facebook page, too, that will keep you up to date on everything. One of the things that you pointed out, Nisa, is that this is the nation's largest community handbell organization. How cool is that?
Right here in Fredericksburg, yeah. And it's there are community-based handbell organizations have really been on the increase in the last decade. There are more and more of them, and they typically are a single or maybe two ensembles, usually adults, that perform sometimes even professionally. There are amazing and excellent ensembles. In fact, we're bringing the Raleigh Ringers, who are one of the most well-known, to the Fredericksburg area May 18th for a concert. But we have, because of our education program and because of our graded children's program, we have 9 different ensembles, 6 for children, actually, I guess 10 ensembles now, 6 for children and 4 for adults. And there just isn't anyone else that we're aware of in the nation who does that extensive of an outreach program to the community.
So how do you get kids, or how are you getting your participants?
Yeah, they come to us from everywhere. We have an after-school program where we pick up at the schools. The kids come to our rehearsal location, which is off of Route 17. They get a snack. They get a 45-minute lesson. We have homework help. So the after-school program continues to help grow the children's program. And friends talk to friends, and other friends talk to other friends, and people find us from various places. The majority of our adult ringers have at some point rung in a church. They may still ring in their church bell choir, mm-hmm. and they come to us to improve their skills or to play music that they don't get to play in church. As a community group, we have access to secular music. We play pop music. We play classical music. It's a little bit broader range of repertoire. So we find kids and adults from pretty much everywhere. They just kind of come out of the woodwork. They hear about us from something. They've either had an experience with bells, or they've played an instrument in the past, or in the kids' cases, they're looking for musical lessons that are very affordable, and we offer that.
Boy, this is something that when you think about just what you're able to provide and the number of kids involved, there's obviously you've got kids who want to participate in this, and that's exciting.
It is exciting. It's very exciting for us. The after school program started 3 years ago as a response to, I was sitting at a traffic light and I was surrounded by 3 martial arts vans that were going to pick up kids at school. And I thought, you know, there's something like 14,000 elementary age students in Stafford County, and they probably don't all want to do karate after school, or they may not want to do karate every day after school. And it's a huge need in our society. We have double working parents in many, many yeah. homes. Affordable after-school childcare is a big deal in this area. So we kind of looked at the reality of that and created a program that would allow us to do what we love with kids who were looking for an after-school enrichment activity beyond what was currently available.
What a great story. You're right, though. I mean, you know that there's a – and it shows that the kids want to do this.
It does. It does. And they're excited about it. They like the fact that they come and they play together. They get to know their teammates really well. They kind of bond. And we actually created a program for the after-school program where we use a belted achievement system similar to martial arts. So they come in and they start at a purple belt level in our case. And then as they master skills, they move on up through the ranks all the way up to black belt handbell players.
Wow. Why? And all the while, and this again just shows because so often you hear where schools or different, fine arts sometimes gets kind of shoved to the side anymore of, well, we can't afford that, or there's not the interest.
Right.
There is interest.
There is interest. And music, and especially instrumental music, can be very expensive. And one of the things that I love about handbells is that it's a complete equalizer. Because you don't purchase your own instrument, your ability to succeed is not inhibited in any way by your ability to afford a better instrument. You know, when you play clarinet or oboe or saxophone, your ability to afford a better instrument is directly correlated in many ways to your ability to succeed. because a better instrument plays better, it performs better, it's easier to learn on. And so kids whose parents struggle financially cannot necessarily afford to succeed in instrumental music because they can't afford all of the costs that come with that.
Yeah.
But with bells, you don't buy them to practice. And so your ability to succeed is in no way limited by your ability to afford it.
The Stafford Regional Handbell Society, you only dealing with Stafford kids, or you have others from all
around? We have kids from all over. Our after-school program, we only pick up in the city of Fredericksburg and in Stafford schools. We don't have transportation available for Spotsy kids, but I do have Spotsy kids who come and play in our Thursday night ensembles, which are open to anybody, and they meet once a week as opposed to the after-school kids who come multiple days per week. So we don't have transportation out that way yet, but we do serve the whole area.
Well, and you've made, you know, in a way you've made handbells cool.
Yeah, they are cool. They're, I mean, it's, you know, it's a little nerdy, but but they're cool, and we really strive to make it for kids something that they feel they can achieve at and that they can enjoy together and hopefully create a lifelong relationship with music.
It can be a lifelong, because like you say, you can go from this and take it as long or
right.
as far. You can play bells for 40 plus years.
You can. There are college ensembles. There are college scholarships that are available to bell ringers. There are multiple college ensembles in the United States. So a lot of our kids transition from our program, if they play all the way through high school, into college ensembles. And then, of course, there are adult ringing programs all over the country. We have, from the very beginning all the way to the very advanced, that we have that performs here locally.
What you mentioned, and I've never heard this because I've only heard bells in a church setting, and I know that there are groups here that have teamed up, and you were telling me beforehand that you were part of it, that have gone up and played the national anthem at Nationals Park.
Right. There's a national organization, Handbell Musicians of America, and the Area 3, which is Virginia, is part of Area 3 with North Carolina, D.C., Maryland, and Delaware, performs annually at the Washington Nationals. They perform the national anthem on the field. It's super exciting. There's like 300, 400 bell ringers ringing
yeah.
the national anthem, and so that's really fun. And we played at the Harlem Globetrotters game December 28th. And
how fun is that?
So that was super fun and exciting. Yep.
Well, it must be when you're doing something like that. Anytime you get it all together, like you say, I mean, everybody works in concert with each other, and you're all important.
Right, everybody's important, and there's only one person playing your two bells. So, unlike a choir concert, where if you're missing an alto, your other altos just sing a little louder. If you're the DE player, there's nobody playing DE when you're not there. So it really builds a sense of community and commitment, and teaches kids especially discipline and commitment and that you are relied on by the group.
So you said this started, what, 2006?
Right. We started in 2006 with one children's ensemble, and then it just sort of grew and expanded from there. And after several years, we had adults who said, well, we want to play. So we started an adult ensemble, and it just kind of continued to get bigger until we are where we are now.
Well, that in really just a short amount of time,
yeah.
You continue to grow, and you think that as these kids, especially in the kids' sense, as the kids are involved, and they tell others, and more
right.
come,
and they bring their friends,
yeah.
and then their parents want to play. So that's exciting. That it's a generational instrument, and that's really exciting when we have a mom and a child who both play. And that's one of the things we love about mass rings, like the national anthem, is that then they get to play together.
Together, yeah.
That's really cool. Sometimes we even have grandma and mom and son, or whatever that combination is, and so that's cool for them and for us to see that, and to see people continue to love it for a period of time.
Do you have all the bells you need, or are you having to continue to add bells? I would think that you're probably adding bells.
Yeah. You never have all the bells you need. That's a thing about handbells. You never have everything that you could have. We are super blessed to have what we have. We still are working on adding the very low bells. We have three of them. They're called the contrabass or the basso profundo bells. They cost between $3,000 and $5,000 per bell. So it's a time and
yeah.
an effort to add those. But we we rent them in the spring for an event that we host. So we do have access to them annually, and are just kind of adding them one at a time as the funds become available.
And I guess if someone wants to donate, there's always that opportunity.
We are a nonprofit, and there's always the opportunity to donate for equipment. There's also the opportunity to donate for scholarships. We have a broad scholarship program for our after-school program that we offer to kids in underprivileged communities.
Talk a little bit about that. What can you tell us about that, and how can people get involved?
That is one of really the most exciting things to me that we do is in our Bells After School program. To begin with, it's very affordable. It's among the most affordable after school programs in the area because we only charge the kids for the days they actually come, instead of you pay a set fee regardless of how many times your child attends. And so we do that to keep the cost down. We have some sponsorships that have allowed us to scholarship kids who have financial need. For a while, we have been offering to the foster community in the area, if you are a foster parent and you have children that are in the foster care system, we'll give you 2 free days. And then after that, it's $10 a day. So it works out to $30 for the whole week if they come all 5 days. And we've offered that for several years to parents who are taking on the burden and doing the social benefit of fostering. And we just recently started a program that kind of grew out of that, where we also offer parents where children have a parent who is incarcerated. We offer them the same scholarship benefit. So funding for that is always very important. We have some foundations that have sponsored us. We're always seeking business partners who see the value of kids having a place to be that's a safe place, that's an educational place, where they can pursue a skill. And in doing that, we build better citizens.
We'll talk more about that and talk more about some of the events coming up and how we all can get involved with the Stafford Regional Handbell Society. Nisa Hart is here. StaffordHandbells.org is the website. They're also on Facebook with all kinds of good information there, too. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will continue to talk about the Stafford Regional Handbell Society when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Nisa Hart, our guest this morning from the Stafford Regional Handbell Society, StaffordHandbells.org is the website. Some good stuff here. Couple of things. Well, first of all, we were talking about music, because I was telling you off air that I've only been exposed to handbells in a church setting. But you mentioned earlier that you do all kinds of secular and pop music.
We do. In the last decade especially, there's been a surge of handbells in communities. So there's also been a surge of secular music that's written for handbells. We've played the Beach Boys. We've played Lady Gaga. We've played Michael Jackson. So there's a whole range of things now available to the community handbell musician that didn't used to exist.
Interesting. That would be just so interesting to hear that, just because, again, not even heard that. And I saw, I think it was on your Facebook page, that you talked about that you did some, you can do some grunge music.
Right, right. There are 26 different sounds you can make with a handbell. There are 26 different ways you can play it. You can mallet it. You can play it on the table. And so in using all of those sounds together and additional percussion and additional instrumentation, musicians have been able to accomplish all kinds of sounds that didn't used to exist with bells.
If I came in and had no music experience, which I pretty much does does include me. How long would it take me to at least know some basic things?
Typically, a beginning ringer, we will have you ringing properly and making music within about 3 weeks. We'll teach you what pedals you play, when you play them, the basics of counting. You start in rehearsal right away so that you immediately begin to see the benefits of how the bells make music. And especially with kids, that's super important that they start to hear songs right away. And so within about 3 weeks, and every group that we have performs a concert at the end of each semester. So they practice together for anywhere from 10 to 13, 14 weeks, and then they perform a concert at the end. So within 14 weeks, you're in a concert setting.
And when they do a concert, how many songs are they?
Depends on the group. Anywhere from 3 all the way as much as 12 songs, depending on the speed and the advanced nature of the group. Our kids groups perform together in one concert, so each group will play 3 to 4 pieces. Our adult groups, some of them have their own concerts, so they'll play in there anywhere from 7 to 10 pieces.
I guess one of the things you talk about how technology changes things. Has technology changed with bells over the years since you've been doing it?
There's been some innovations. The handles are plastic now instead of leather, so they last a little bit longer than the leather handles. There have been some innovations to the clapper mechanisms, but basically the bronze bell is what the bronze bell has been for 600 years.
Yeah. Well, it's fun just kind of having them here. And when you showed them this morning, that was really something. Now, a couple of things you mentioned: the Raleigh Ringers are coming for a concert in the area in May.
Yes, they're actually on May 18th. They're going to do a workshop, a 3-hour workshop at our location. We're right off of Route 17. So they're going to do a 3-hour ringing workshop for anyone who's interested in just improving ringing skill, working with them. They are the most well-known group in the country. They've played worldwide. They are regularly on PBS during the December season, so mm-hmm. many people are familiar with them. So there's a 3-hour ringing workshop that afternoon, and then that evening at 7 o'clock they're doing a concert at the Unitarian Church here in Fredericksburg. It's open to the public, and tickets are available on our website for that.
Again, you said the 19th is the concert.
The 18th is the same night.
Same night. It's all the same day.
May
18th. So getting them here was a big deal.
It is. They don't normally come to cities this small. They perform in Richmond. They perform in D.C. It's unusual to have them kind of in a more local. But we have a good relationship with them. We've worked with them for the past 4 or 5 years on several different projects. And so we were excited to be able to bring them to Fredericksburg.
May 18th, the Raleigh Ringers. And you can find out more and follow it along either on Facebook or at staffordhandbells.org. Now, in December, when you talk about something really big, Stafford Regional Handbell Society goes to Carnegie Hall.
Yes, December is huge for us this year. we have a mass ring program called the Great Christmas Ring that we created 5 years ago.
So what is that, the mass ring?
It's a bells come together and you have more than one choir. So you have more than one person playing each position. The Great Christmas Ring is designed to be played without the tables and the pads and all the things you normally see with bells. You just play your two bells and you stand with a stand, and it's performed as a group. So this last Christmas we did it at the Fredericksburg Arts and Crafts Show at the Expo Center. We had about 40 ringers. Mm-hmm. And so we rang Christmas carols and secular Christmas songs and just kind of entertain an audience. So the Carnegie Hall event, the producers saw the Great Christmas Ring online and contacted us and said, we'd really like to do this at Carnegie Hall. So December 1st of 2019, the Great Christmas Ring that was created here in Fredericksburg will be performed in Carnegie Hall as a prelude to their annual presentation, The Messiah, which is one of their biggest concerts of the year. It's 250 ringers with a mass conductor. So that's our music and our program, and we are super excited to see it come to life on the stage in New York.
You should be. When did you start finding out that this was even going to be a possibility?
It started The first phone call with them was back in September or October, and they looked at some things. We talked about some possibilities. They made the decision to have it December 1st. There's some other things that have come with that. We also will be doing a Great Christmas Ring in Central Park the afternoon before, which is open to anybody who wants to come ring. And we are in the process and in talks with the Macy's Parade as well about performing as a performance spot in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's not firmed up yet, but it's developing. And so it started back in September, and registrations for the event began in late November. And so there are 250 available spots, and response has been as good as it's been that they are now talking about adding an encore performance, which will allow more ringers to play. So it'd be a total of 500 people for 250 for each performance.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge.
I'm sure that is this kids and adults?
It's anyone who wants to ring, who can handle the music, can register to ring. So it doesn't matter what age group. Typically, because of the demands of it, most of the registrants are high school or older. Mm-hmm. But there's not an age limit on it. If you know, obviously chaperoning and all those kinds of things. But
yeah.
They're coming from all over the country. Ringers have registered, in fact, from Canada. We've had a ringer register from Hong Kong who is flying in to perform. So they're coming from everywhere, and mostly from the United States and mostly from the Eastern Seaboard, because it is the December 1st is the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. So there's a little travel, you know, issues involved in that. But so there'll be a total of 250 ringers, and then Kevin McChesney, who is a very well-known name in handbells, will be conducting the mass ring.
Wow. I would think that just the excitement with all of your ringers now, and this is, when will you start practicing?
We'll hold some cluster rehearsals in the summer. 24 of our ringers have registered to attend, so we'll hold some cluster rehearsals in the summer, and then we kind of practice the music in the fall semester anyway, because our Great Christmas Ring here in Fredericksburg will be that following weekend, and mm-hmm. so we are constantly sort of just working on the music and familiarizing ourselves with it. And so, you know, it's one of those things where with bells, and you can practice on your own. So if you have the music and you want to go, and you're the only person from your church going, you can purchase the music and learn the music and attend and fit right in. There is a 3-hour rehearsal that precedes the concert, so you'll have a chance to get acclimated and used to everything.
So if someone's interested in getting involved in this, just contact Stafford Handbells?
Yeah, just contact us, and we'll send you the registration information. And there's an online form you can fill out, and then DCINY, which is Distinguished Concerts International New York, will take it from there.
When you said we'll be playing in Central Park, all of a sudden I had to think, okay, that's the real Central Park.
The real Central Park.
Not here.
the big New York Central Park. Right. There, the Saturday afternoon, so that's November 30th, there's a Great Christmas Ring in Central Park. We're hoping to have 500 ringers there for that. That's open to anybody who wants to come. They don't have to be registered for the Carnegie Hall event. So that'll be super exciting and loud, and bless New York with bell music.
Wow. Is Christmas the time when you do a lot of concerts and things like that?
We're busier at Christmas than we are in the spring, just because people expect bells at Christmas. I read somewhere this year that the Hershey Kisses commercial is the longest running commercial currently on television, where they play the Christmas or the handbells. So people expect them at Christmas, but we play year round. We do spring concerts as well and events in the spring. In fact, we host in April the National Honors Handbell Ensemble, which is an audition group of 30 advanced youth ringers who come in and ring with Kevin McChesney for a weekend. So bells get played year round. They're just kind of more well known and recognized in December.
Okay, because I was wondering if there's like an off season for bells, but it doesn't sound like you're always doing something.
We're always doing something. December we do more little small gigs, quartets, and small events, but we play all the time.
Well, as you've talked about this, it comes back to mind. You know, the story you told at the beginning about how your mom wanted you to get involved. I'm sure you've gone farther in bells than she ever imagined than when she took you to that first.
Yes. No one ever imagined it would be my profession, but yes. So, and that's the thing I love about it, is that you can go as far as you want to go. So all the way to very, very advanced adult ringing, all the way to very, very advanced youth ringing, from where you start with your two bells and your basic counting.
Well, and we talked a little about this off air, just the fact that with bells, there's such a level playing field that with so many other instruments,
right.
If not everybody can afford to
right.
either purchase or pay and have the time for some of the lessons for
right.
certain instruments.
And that's one of the things I really love about it is that you come to rehearsal typically weekly. Our after-school kids come multiple times per week, but all of your rehearsal is done there in rehearsal. So you don't have to make extra time in your schedule to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly when you get into more advanced levels, you practice a little bit more. But you don't have to make that time in your schedule. You can be successful committing yourself to one rehearsal a week, and you can make beautiful music that way. And because all the instruments are there in rehearsal and you don't buy one to use at home, it's a very affordable way to make music again for adults who maybe haven't been in music for a long time, or to make music for the first time, or to continue to make music as you get into more advanced levels.
StaffordHandbells.org is the website. When we come back, we'll talk again about how you can get involved with Stafford Handbells, or maybe become involved with being a business or just an individual in donate. We'll do all that and talk about a couple of these events that are coming up with Nisa Hart here this morning. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
A lot of good information this morning on the Stafford Regional Handbell Society. Nisa Hart is here. We talked about it earlier. I right away it caught me on the website. Every ringer counts.
Yep.
And what a great, because as you described, it's you really are a team. And with bells, you're always counting.
That's right. And every ringer, from our beginner to our special needs adults to our very advanced semi-professional adults, every ringer matters at the Stafford Handbell Society. And we love bringing music to the community, and we love being able to benefit our community with not only performing music for them, but involve them in music as well.
And so you do something with special needs.
We do. We have a special needs adult group that meets on Tuesday nights. They're one of the most inspiring groups that we work with, because they work so hard to be successful, and to watch adults especially commit themselves to something that's such a struggle for them is really super encouraging. And I cry through every concert they play because I'm so moved by their effort.
Oh, I bet. I just the fact that that you offer this,
mm-hmm.
and what a great skill for them to be able to acquire.
Yeah, and the benefits of music education are well documented. It helps with focus. It helps with attention. It helps with math skills. It builds concentration. There's all kinds of advantages to that. And in addition, handbells is cardiovascular because you're working your upper body. Hands are moving back and forth, and your left hand and right hand work together. So it's ambidextrous, which creates better brain activity. Your left brain and your right brain are working at the same time. So it has a lot of benefits to everyone from age 6 to age 96. And we love being able to introduce people to music through something that they can accomplish and something that builds community and mind and body.
I never thought about just about concentration. You have to have a lot of that.
It really is great for especially kids who are struggling with focus issues, because you have to constantly track your music and concentrate on your notes, and it helps a lot with students who struggle with concentration and attention deficit disorder, because it exercises that skill.
On the website, if you go to staffordhandbells.org, one of the other things, some of the pictures of just seeing kids of all ages, races, everybody's up there, and the pictures themselves really grab you.
Yeah, it is a great equalizer, and one of the things I love about it is that's exactly right, is that it doesn't matter where you live, it doesn't matter where your parents work or don't work, it doesn't matter what race you are, what religion, you all come together and you work as a team. And so everything gets set aside at the table to make music.
You mentioned earlier the youth scholarship program. That's one of the ways that we as a community can get involved.
Yes. Anyone. It costs $500 per semester for us to provide a student with after-school activity and after-school care and after-school bells. We have a scholarship program. We are always seeking individual and corporate sponsors who see that vision, because we believe that because they play communally and in bells, we're not just building better musicians, we're building better citizens. They're learning commitment, they're learning dependability, they're learning to function as part of a team. And so the more underwriting we have for scholarships, the farther we can reach out into the community.
And you mentioned about a new program that you're doing with for kids who have parents who are incarcerated.
Parents who are incarcerated. That's a growing crisis in both our community and our world. In the Fredericksburg area, of course, the numbers change daily, but it's estimated it's between 1,400 and 2,000 children, school-age children, who are affected in some way by incarceration. Incarceration is expensive for families that are dealing with it. Child care is a real crisis. Many times you have a parent who now has become a single parent and is having to work two jobs. They don't have a safe place for their kids. And so something that we feel that we can do to help curb that growing trend is to offer 2 free days a week to any parent who is struggling with an incarcerated loved one. So kids who've got an incarcerated parent, we'll pick them up at school. We'll provide them with the same services we do all of our kids and give them 2 free days a week of child care and music lessons.
Wow, what a great thing. Again, staffordhandbells.org, the website, and there's a donate.
There's a donate button. Link. We're a nonprofit organization, so all your donations are tax deductible. We're constantly seeking, especially business partners who share the vision of building a better community through music. And that program in particular, we just launched it. We're not sure what the response is going to be, but we're committed to not turning kids away who need a safe place to be. The statistics say that a child who has an incarcerated parent is 6 times more likely to be incarcerated themselves by the age of 18. And part of breaking that cycle is giving them a safe educational environment to be in when mom may be at work or dad may be at work and someplace that they can succeed on their own.
What a simple way to do it, too. Mm-hmm. And something that's effective and something that they can take with them.
That's right. They can take with them and they can carry it all the way through to the college level and the adult level. And we've had kids who've gotten college scholarships because of their bell ringing experience. There are colleges that offer scholarships specifically for bell ringers, and we've been able to see a lot of our kids succeed. Plus the benefits of music education to them academically helps with reading issues and math issues that they might be having. And it's a safe place for them to come where they're accepted and they don't have to deal with anxiety or loneliness or the things that they would have to deal with going home on their own.
staffordhandbells.org. Again, Raleigh Ringers on May 18th at the Unitarian Church.
Yes.
All the information at staffordhandbells.org. Nisa Hart, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been too long since we've done this, and so we will do it again. Thank you so much.
Great.
For what you're doing in the community.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate it.
That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.